Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Dinei Nefashot be'esrim u'shlosha. Any type of case where somebody would be put to death if found guilty, you need a judge team, a court of 23 judges. Haroveya v'hanirba be'esrim u'shlosha. If an animal is active with a woman in an inappropriate way, or a man is active with an animal in an inappropriate way, both the animal and the man or the woman are judged by a court of 23. Shene'emar v'harakta ta'isha v'eta behema. Like the pasuk tells us that if a woman is with an animal inappropriately, you kill the woman and you also kill the animal. We're connecting the woman with the animal in this pasuk. Just like the person, the woman over here, it would be a capital punishment. She's put to death and she needs a bet din of 23. The animal also is put to death only by the ruling of a bet din of 23. Ve'omed, likewise, it says, ve'eta behema taharogu. If a man is with an animal inappropriately, you kill the animal as well. By mentioning the animal together with the man, we learn that the man needs a bet din of 23, and the animal does as well in order to put them both to death. Shor haniskal be'esrim u'shlosha, an ox that's stoned because the ox gored a person and killed him, is also put to death only by a court of 23 judges. Shine'emar, hashori sakil vegam be'alav yumat. Like the pasuk says, if an ox gores a man or a woman and then that man or woman dies, the ox is stoned and also its owners are put to death. By mentioning them together, kemitata be'alim kach midat hashor. Just like the death of the owner would need a 23 judge bet din, likewise, the death of an ox would require a court of 23 people. Halacha is we actually don't put the owner to death in this situation, but we interpret the pasuk differently. We say that just like the person would have been put to death only by a bet din of 23, likewise, the animal here is treated as if he's a human being in this case and only put to death by the bet din of 23 people. Even though we only mention an ox that kills a person, that he's put to death, the same is any other animal that kills a person. We'll have a three-way machloket here about certain very dangerous animals if they need a bet din of 23 to kill the animal if they killed a human being. Hazeev, veha'ari, hadov, vehanamed, v'habardelas, v'hanahash, a wolf, a lion, a bear, a leopard, a hyena, or a snake, if they kill a person, mitatan be'esrim u'shlosha, we put them to death, these animals, only based on the ruling of a court of 23, just like the death sentence of the ox. Rabbi Eliezer omer, kol ha'kodem lehorgan zacha, says Rabbi Eliezer, whoever is first to kill these animals has done a mitzvah, has done a good deed. He prevents that animal from killing again. So says Rabbi Eliezer, all of these animals do not need to be brought to a bet din for judgment and to be killed, but they could be killed automatically when somebody sees them and they would be doing a big mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva omer, mitatan be'esrim u'shlosha, says Rabbi Akiva, similar to Tanakama, that the death sentence of these animals can only happen if there's a 23 judge bet din saying that the animals have to die. But everything but the snake, when it comes to the snake, which is very difficult to deal with, very difficult to catch, and very difficult to tame, he would agree with Rabbi Eliezer and says, anybody who gets to that snake first should kill him. They shouldn't take any risk because it could kill other people, so kill that snake right away.